Hare Krishna. In his prayers, Prahlad Maharaj expresses his fearlessness and great confidence in dealing with the ferocious form of Lord Narasimha. Naham bibe majitate iti bhayanakasya jahvarkane trabhuguti rabasogradamshtrat antrasrajakshatajake sharshankukarna nirhradavita digibha aripin nakhagrat. In this way, he talks about the ferocious form of Lord Narasimha, whose mane is soaked with blood, and whose hairs are flowing and driving away the clouds, whose eyes are like sun and moon, very brilliant, and he has a short neck and a tongue like a sword. He says, although the whole world, including the demigods, are horrified by seeing your form, I am not afraid, because your form is a personification of love. But he specifically says, I am very afraid of something else. Trastosmeham kripana vatsala dussaho grasamsara chakra kadanat grasatam pranita baddha svakarma virushattamate angrimulam preetopavarga sharanam khayase kadano. In this verse he says, my dear Lord, I am extremely afraid of not the ordinary samsara, but the samsara filled with those who are critical of you, those who are atheistic, those who are forgetful of you, those who spread material attachments and allurements. I am afraid of this type of association, he says. So people in this world get caught up in gunasanga due to material desires, namely dhanam, janam, sundarim, and material desires for fame, name and glory. And also people get into competitive mentality for superiority, envying one another, defeating one another, inimical of one another, joining hands with allies and fighting against enemies. So Prahlad said, this particular thing is what is causing me greatest fear. He said, this material world with its bad association of guna sangha, especially the rajoguna tamoguna sangha, can make anyone forgetful of you. So, forgetting you is the greatest calamity. Well, it's worse than suicide. So, I am very afraid of this bad association. Please protect me from it. That's like Kunti Maharani also prayed, Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Dridham Pandusha Vrishnishu. She said, please save me from those material attachments which will make me forgetful of you and become submerged in the samsara for a long, long time to come like a fool. So, therefore, it is very evident that by sadhu sangha, one's heart is purified and one is elevated. And by guna sangha or by kus sangha, one's heart is further polluted and one is drowned in the samsara. Mahat sevam dwaramahar vimuktes tamodwaram yoshitam sanghi sangam. It says that the association of saintly persons opens door to liberation. And association of impure contaminating material elements, that opens the door to hell, he says. So therefore, all great devotees have aspired for good association, like including Dhruva Maharaj. Bhakti muhu prabhatam tvayime prasango bhuyat, he said. Let there be association of those saintly persons who are always having their hearts flooded with your devotion. And in their company, let me always fondly remember you and develop more and more love for you, affection for you, service to you. So, this is a great lesson. Although Prahlad is known for rock-like determination, his father couldn't shake him, who was ruling all the three worlds. His two teachers who were polluting his mind with economic development and politics, even they could not agitate him. He was surrounded all around by the children of demoniac persons in the world. Although Prahlad was unaffected like a drop of water on a lotus leaf, still he is nevertheless praying to Lord Narasimha to be protected from such bad association, which is a great lesson for us in this day and age. There is so much bad association all around, coming in various shapes and forms, sometimes in disguise. So therefore, one should always pray to Lord for protection from evil elements and aspiration for pure association that is purifying and elevating and bringing us closer to Lord's lotus feet. Actually, when we are in such association, then spiritual life is very easy. And practice of spiritual life, chanting of the holy name, and practicing all the devotional principles are rendered very easy. So, Srila Prabhupada himself is a very shining example in the modern times for spreading such a good sadhu sangha all across the globe by exactly acting as a representative of Lord Chaitanya, spreading the holy name and spreading the holy fame of the Lord. Harinam Prabhu ki.